Blog Talk Radio.
Bread by Otis Kemp. Thank God for that, brother. Awesome brother. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. Praise God. I'm really excited because woman of God, my friend in the Lord, she's going to give us a word of prayer this morning, this afternoon, wherever you at. It may be morning, maybe afternoon. I don't know. It may be night because we have people from Kuwait tune in sometime. So, but I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula. I'm not sure if this is her number or not, but I'm going to see if this Evangelist Ursula asks her to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you for another day. We thank you, Father God, that you are our God, our master, our healer, our provider. You're the great I am that I am. You're Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
You're Yahweh. You're Alpha and Omega. You're all power and all might, and everything that is came by you. Hallelujah, Father. So we just want to honor you right now. We just want to lift you up on high because you're worthy to be praised. We
yes.
thank you, Father, that you never give up on us, God. We thank you that you knew we needed a Savior. We thank you for your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your life, your death, and your resurrection. We thank you that you dealt with our sin once and for all, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. We thank you, hallelujah, that we blessed coming in and blessed going out. We thank you, God, that we the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. We blessed and not cursed. We thank you that all good things coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being our God, and we are your people. We thank you, God, that we are the apple of your eye. Hallelujah. You made us in the image of you, God. You said we were right under the angels. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. When you left, you said greater works we'll do. You said we'll be able to heal the sick and drive out demons in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you that we bind sickness and disease. Your word says whatever we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, you loose in heaven. So, Father, we bind up sickness, disease, pain, pestilence, famine, all from your from the people of God. It shall not come near us. We bind it back to the pit of hell. We walk in perfect health and a sound mind. As we get older, God, you said we could be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, God, rise up in our belly, Holy Ghost. Send down your fire, God, in the name of Jesus. You said you would spew us out of your mouth, either we hot or cold. You want us to be on fire for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fire, hallelujah, that shut up in our bones, God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father.
Yes, yes,
walk
yes.
with us and talk with us. Hallelujah. Walk with us and talk with us, God. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead
yes.
the blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We shall
yes,
walk
Lord.
In whole health and a sound mind in Jesus'
right.
name. We declare and decree it right now in
decree
Jesus'
it.
Name as
yes.
we get older.
Right.
Mono wounds as eagles. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. We pray for restored memory, God, right now. We pray for new mind in Christ Jesus, new body in Christ Jesus. We
yes.
thank you, God, hallelujah, that we got life after this, God. Oh, God, transition us like you did Enoch, hallelujah.
Come
Let
on,
us
now.
Not die, but just take us to heaven, hallelujah. Glory to glory in your presence, Father. We praise you and we thank you. We pray for our children and our grandchildren. We plead the blood over our bloodline. Bless everyone and from our groin and from our wound in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. We thank you that you hear and receive and answer prayers. We thank you, hallelujah, that you show up and show out. You let us know that it's you, God. And we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer. Thank God for you. That was awesome. Hallelujah. You know, in everything, we got to thank God, brothers and sisters. In everything. And that's what that prayer was about. And I even thank God for what he's doing in Israel right now. I thank God for what he's doing in America right now. We're at a very pivotal point here in America. We're without a House Speaker. I don't know if it ever been like this in history, where we went 3 weeks without a speaker, especially in these situations. Now, y'all may not know how critical that is, but that's very important, brothers and sisters, because that's where everything kind of rests at, is in that house. They need a speaker real bad. So we're going to continue to believe God that his will be done. I don't know. You know, I'm just thankful. Whatever going on, I'm thankful. May not make sense to you, but I'm thankful. Good, bad, or ugly, I'm thankful. Because I know there's a lesson in all of this. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I certainly thank God for Evangelist Ursula. I just continue to lift God up, lift you up to God, mighty woman, who continue to grow spiritually. I just, every time I hear you and talk to you, I know that God is doing a mighty work. You know, I read a scripture this morning. It says, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Guess what? Christ is the end of the law, but he has his own law. And that law is to bear one another's burden. So what that said to me is, if you dealing with something, I'm helping you.
Amen.
Yeah, whatever you're dealing with, I'm there with you. If it's your kids, your grandkids. Brothers and sisters, we have to do that. So when she was praying, I thought about that. We have to be there for our friends, for our neighbors, for our grandkids and great-grandkids. And thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that beautiful prayer. All right.
Amen.
I don't know if you're able to read out of King James or how long you'll be with us. I know you have a lot, but either way, I'm going to lay out what we're going to talk about this week. Our foundational scripture will be found in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And and if you have that, read it out of the King James Version for me. And as Pastor, read it out of the Messenger Bible. Then we'll give y'all the subject and give y'all somewhat of an outline to what we're going to be dealing with this week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews 12, what, Pastor?
1 and 2.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so earnestly ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you for that powerful prayer. Amen. Reading from the Message Bible, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Sit down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no characteristic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in place of honor, right alongside God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who,
yes,
for the joy that was set before him, that was joy.
Mm.
He endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And the subject this week is going to be a step by faith is a step into his grace. A step by faith is a step into his grace. But I want to begin by saying, before I lay this out for the week, I want to say, you know, the Lord showed me something with this first verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with all these folks, all these witnesses, who by faith they testified the truth of God, absolutely faithfulness, stripped away every unnecessary weight of the sin. So I said, Lord, what is that? And God showed me the first thing, brothers and sisters, we have to understand is that you have to repent. Now, I know some of y'all say, oh, well, you know, I repent. No, we were taught to turn away from our from the world or from the streets. I don't know what all you was taught. But let me say this. A lot of people I've dealt with, repentance, that they was taught that to stop this, stop that, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. No. God said, that's not what I'm talking about. To repent is to turn from not doing it God's way.
All right.
Y'all ain't heard that yet, but you'll hear it in a minute. Repentance is turning away from doing it religiously, turn away from doing it man's way, turn away from doing it traditionally, turning away from all of that and do it God's way. That's why Jesus said, I come to do thy will, O Father. God ain't with all the sacrifices. He with someone who want to do it his way. And in order to do that, you have to let the old way go and get into the new way.
Amen.
That was important when God spoke that to my heart, because I'm going to be honest with y'all. I just thought, okay, Lord, I had did this and I did that. And God said, no, true repentance, and it's essential, before you can really began to trust Jesus like he's asking us to, and he become, you have to repent intelligently. That's a change of mind. You have to repent emotionally. That's a change of heart. And you have to do it voluntarily. Willfully. You do it willfully. Not because you were doing this and doing that. See, because all those things doesn't matter no way. Because you can't save yourself. So that's not what he's talking about. I don't care what you do. Jesus has to be the centerpiece. And that's the Lord why. He said because of Hebrews 11:6. So we're going to go there. Hebrews 11:6. And when you find it, just say amen. And we'll read that. Then we'll get into the outline of the lesson. But you have to understand, the thing that we hadn't really dealt with was repentance. True repentance. Oh, I feel so sorry. No, that ain't repentance. Oh, I wish I hadn't. No, what's been wrong with the body of Christ? We've been trying to do it our way instead of turning from that way and do it God's way. So Paul told him over there in Romans, he says, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. See, we haven't done things based on knowledge. We've been doing it feeling-wise, all of these things. And true repentance, well, Jesus gave that parable about it, but we're not going to go into that. We're not going to read that. I just want you to know, before you can really, truly walk with faith, and you have to look unto Jesus, stop looking unto this other stuff. Stop looking into religion. Stop listening to churches. Look to Jesus himself. No one else. The Word of God. Not some preacher, not some bishops, not some... No, look to Jesus. And when you do that, you've turned away from everything else. Then God wants to be in your life. Here's how I know. In Hebrews 11 and 6, how that reads, sister?
Amen, amen.
Okay. Evangelist Ursula, did I lose you? Hebrews 11 and 6.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Here's what I want to share with you guys. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
So without faith, it is impossible to walk with God. Without faith, it's impossible to talk with God. Without faith, you can't reason with God. Matter of fact, without faith, you can't even be in God's presence. You
Come
see,
on,
so
man.
Once you repent and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to do it your way now. Then you get ready to get God in your business. And God wants to get in your business. In other words, God really has truly have a relationship because you ain't looking at that old boyfriend, that old girlfriend anymore. You truly looking at him now. See?
Hallelujah.
Your focus. Your focus is him now. How I know that? Because looking unto Jesus, see, you're looking unto him now. Every day, every hour, every situation, you're looking unto him. Where before you would look unto other things, you repented from that. You turned from that. You're not operating like that anymore. All your answers, when you get ready to preach a message, is going. You're going to the Word of God. When you have a, when you're undecided about something, you're going to the Word of God. That's what you're doing.
Amen.
Where before you were looking at other resources, you might even go to YouTube. You might even go to some book. But now, it's a step of faith into his grace. Lord, show me. Show me what's going on.
Amen.
So we're going to get into a little really introduction of faith. We're going to do that a little bit. We're going to give y'all some basic scriptures. And I like Habakkuk 2 and 4. Matter of fact, we may go there right now. We're going to go to Habakkuk 2 and 4. I'm not sure if how this, but either way, Habakkuk 2 and 4. I just want to make sure that we understand that this is what God's word said. See, once you repent, this becomes a reality to you. Habakkuk 2 and 4, it reads like this. And then I'll go ahead and lay this out. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. His faith. Underline that.
Yes, yes. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. That man, bloated by self-importance, full of himself, but soul empty. But the person in right standing before God, through loyal and steady believing, is fully alive, really alive. Amen, amen.
See, conviction of sin really comes from a degree of knowledge of God. So there is a 3-4 nature of man, the body, soul, and spirit. And because of the sin nature, the spiritual part of man is dormant until he opened his heart to the Lord, truly opened his heart to the Lord.
Yeah,
his dormant spirit calls a person to hear the message of God. So this love conviction, here's what takes place. So to have faith, one must be informed of the saving power. One must be open to God's truth. So what happens is this. Remember Romans 10, 17? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you're hearing God now. Where before you had all this other noise going on, but now you're really hearing from God. Like never ever before. Trust me. Like never ever before. Because see, I really thought repentance was, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing that. I've turned from this. And the Lord said, no, repentance is turning to God and doing it God's way.
Hallelujah.
See, a lot of folks have been taught, you stop drinking, you stop whoremongering, you stop this, you stop that. Man, that ain't repentance. Repentance is you're making a decision, and I'm going to call it a quality decision. You're making a quality decision now that you're going to do it God's way.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get it all kind of ways. But now...
But
you want to do it God's way. That's what repentance is. You turning from all that garbage. So now you're going to understand why Hebrews 12 says, to looking unto Jesus now. And you might as well, because that's what those guys did in the first. We had so many witnesses. They all did it the wrong way until they made a decision to look unto God. Because I'm going to tell you, without this faith, it's impossible.
Can't please him.
Can't please him. It's impossible. Yes. You can, you know, it's just some things, and I keep saying this, is a deal breaker. And without faith, it's a deal breaker with God. You know, we put up with a lot of stuff, even in a relationship. You might say, well, what's working, what doesn't work, and I feel kind of sort of for this and that. But one thing about this is a deal breaker. Like with me, for instance, if a person ain't going to be in the Word of God and they ain't going to love the Word of God, especially, I mean, I know they don't love it the way I love it. They ain't love it their own way. But I know if you love the Word of God, you love God. You can't love God without loving His Word and without wanting to obey His Word. So repentance to me is, I'm turned away from the way I did things. Now I'm going to do it the way God say to do it. I don't care about my past mistakes, what I did, because I know that the only way this thing is going to work is that I got to hear from God. Because if I'm not hearing from him, I can't please him.
Hallelujah.
See, faith takes hold on the repentance heart and leads the person to God. the God of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the two for turning from the old life and turning to the new life. No reason. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:9 talk about repentance, looking in. So faith looks heavenward, I should say. Repentance sees our weakness, and we know we need to see our Savior. And the only way you're going to see your Savior is through this word. That's why he said, looking unto Jesus. Got to look to him for everything. Every decision that you're going to make, you need to be looking to Jesus. So we're going to talk about the great truth of faith, so people truly understand the great truth of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the objection of faith as well, too, because when I think about it, saving faith is faith in a divine person. That's
right.
Why you got to look unto Jesus. And we're going to deal with faith is an absolute essential for salvation. You just don't get saved and stop. Just like people use grace. You just don't use grace and stop. No, grace goes throughout your life. As long as into eternity, grace will take you into eternity. And even though the book of Revelation, there's a last chapter, grace did not stop. And if you read the 22nd chapter and last verse, you'll see grace continue on. Even right now, we're operating under grace. We're living epistles. We began to write what grace have did in our life. It was grace. And guess what?
Yeah.
It's sufficient. It's adequate. Yeah. And you have to understand it like that. So we're going to deal with the fact that faith just did more than just save you. It got you to salvation, and it's going to take you on because you're going to need grace. Let me tell you, faith and grace is they're buddies. They're buddies.
Yeah.
They're in the same bed. You can't have one without the other.
Hallelujah.
That's in everything we do. Everything we do. See, remember you are saved by grace, but it was through faith. And if you're going to continue to please God, you can't erase faith. You have to continue in faith and into this grace. So faith is absolutely essential to salvation. And we'll get into that this week. And we'll get into the meaning of faith. The Bible gives definition, and I think it had been misunderstood, some of the definition. The meaning of the scripture is that one with faith has the spiritual insight to reply to God.
Yeah.
Remember now, without faith, you can't please God. So he don't even want to be around you. I know that's probably a little unorthodox for some of you guys, but I'm telling you, God ain't interested in you.
What woman,
and I'm just going to put this out there like this, what woman going to keep on cooking for a man, keep on cleaning his house, keep on, if she ain't interested? What man going to keep on bringing a flower, bringing a candy, and she done showed you she ain't interested? She already done told you what makes her happy, what she want, but you can't fulfill that. That woman ain't going to put up with that man.
Amen.
You can't bring some groceries up in here. I'm not interested. See, that's what God is saying to us, dear hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to please me? For real, for real. Stop wearing that old raggedy wig.
Yeah. It's your new one.
You want to please me? Pull your dress down a little bit. Why you want to show everything?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show you that.
Yeah.
God said, now, if you want to make me happy, really please me, use faith. If you're not going to use faith, you're not pleasing me. How about that? So without faith. So we need to understand the meaning of that, okay? Faith is actually talking when you look at it, faith is really taking the place of God. And faith is taking God at his word. Because if somebody tells you, hey, you know, we can't have a relationship because you drink all the time, and that's just a deal breaker for me, you either stop drinking. I mean, there's no other way about it. Ain't no buts in, buts about it. It ain't going to happen. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about faith is the gift of the Trinity. Faith is the gift of the Son. Faith is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The degree of faith, okay? There is a degree of faith because the Bible said there is a measure. So we want to talk a little bit about the measure or the degree of it, okay? Because, you know, people can have vain faith. You can have vain faith, and we're going to deal with that a little bit because a lot of people don't realize you're into vain faith because you're wondering why this didn't happen, why that didn't happen, because you're operating in vain faith or blind faith.
Okay.
The last thing you want to do is be right here thinking you done did the right thing. You ain't even pleased God, because if you please God, he have no reason to lie to us because he's not a man that he can lie. That's why he finna make some stuff happen in your life and in your life and in your life, because you're going to no longer operate under a blind faith. You're going to operate based on his word. And so he going to say, you're going to see my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish what I sent it out to do. So when that word becomes alive to you and to God, I have no reason but to do whatever you ask. He says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, he said, I'm going to open the door. Some of you right now have been wondering why this ain't happening. That is not happening. God said, you know what? You have not been operating according to my faith, the God kind of faith. So we're going to deal with a little of that. But all these people, see, the Christian life really is a life of faith. That's what it is. But it has to be his faith. See, faith in God is knowing that all things are going to work together for your good. Because you love God. You love his word. To love God is to love his word. So we're going to deal with that. And then we may have to deal with a little bit about those that's in Hebrews 11. They call it a hall of fame of faith, which a lot of y'all already know about. But, I mean, we got such a great cloud of witnesses. I mean, we could start with Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. I mean, we can go down the list. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Rahab. I mean, we can go down the list. So we may deal with some of them because you got to see how they operated under faith. They wasn't under the new birth. They was up under faith.
Amen.
Because that would please God. Okay. We're at a point now where is there anything you want to discuss or something you might want to discuss this week? You know, let me know, and we'll put it on the calendar here. Make notes. Or if it's something you want to share, you go ahead on and share it. Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. How are you?
Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor Bill, Pastor Beasley, and everyone else. My mother is in the hospital. I'm in California. I'm getting ready to go back home right now. But my mother is in the hospital, and I want you guys to pray for her. The official fervent prayers of the righteous of Bill and Marshall. I would like to pray for her. Something is going on with her gallbladder. They decided not to take a gallbladder out, and they put a hole in it, in her body, so to drain it or whatever. I don't know what they call themselves doing, but God knows all, sees all, and is in control of everything. So I'm going to go home today because I need to take Elton to the doctor, but I need to come back. But Just pray for healing.
Okay, what part of California you in?
Los Angeles.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, praise God. Well, Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We come based on your word. We use your word, Father God, because it's in your word that it's faith. It's in your word, Father God, that you will answer based on your word, not on feelings, but on your word. So I thank you, Father God, that your word said whatsoever thing we desire when we pray is to believe. Father God, right now we're having a believing heart. We take authority because your word says that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Father God, right now we're asking you to send forth ministering spirits, Father God, to set her free from the agony. Set her free. We're asking you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, these spirit of darkness, they be cast out. They be cast down. We pray right now, Father God, also for traveling mercy for Evangelist Maryland. We're praying for traveling mercy that you'll keep her calm. You'll keep her, Father God, in your spirit. And that she'll continue to look for you. And I pray right now, Father God, for healing into her mother's body. Jesus, you is Lord over all of our lives. You are Lord over sickness and disease. No power is over her. I know, Father God, you are forgiving God, and I believe right now, Father God, that the word of God decree and declare that you have bore our sickness because you bore our sin on the tree. So therefore, we are dead to sin but alive unto your spirit, and your word declare that by your stripes we are healed, hallelujah. Right now, you cast down all tumors, all growth. Anything that's not like you, Father God, we cast it out of her body, and we agree with her family member. We agree with those that love her, Father God, that her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It has no reason to be infected with any kind of infirmity, any kind of boil, any kind of sickness. Father God, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate that body in the name of Jesus. Father God, we right now decree and declare that these things that have came on her body are being removed right now. As we speak, they are dissolving right now. As we decree and declare right now, any wounds, any growth, anything that's not like her body, every organ, every tissue of that body, be restored. In the way it ought to function. God, you created it. I know you know about it. So right now, we forbid any malfunction in her body. We declare in Genesis 1 and 28, Father God, you've given us the power. Your word is manifest in her body right now. We causing all growth to disappear, including arthritis and anything that goes along with that. We make a demand on those bones of hers. Joint, we say, line up to the word of God. Organs, we say, line up to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
No matter what we are geographically, we're going to speak to these angels. Father God, according to Psalm 91, you've given us angels. We say, angels, go forth right now. And we command that the blood cells be destroyed. Every disease, every germ, every virus, everything that have inhabited her body that has no reason for being there, we cast it down. That body will line up. The doctor's not going to understand it. She may not understand it. We may not understand it, but it doesn't matter. Because in Galatians 3:13, you decreed and declared that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
And she have a right to live in freedom, from any of that.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. And we call it done in Jesus' name. We call it a school word. And it is so. And it is so.
It is
so. Because of your word, Father God. It is so. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you so much, Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. We will continue to be in agreement for a speedy recovery, and we look to hear a praise report. And while I'm giving praise report, Minister Robinson is in the rehab. He's going to get out, and God doing some extreme things in his life. What should have took 9 weeks, taking 9 days. So I thank God for it. God is a God who works expediently. Lead me, he can. God wants to perform his word. He wants to make his word come real to us.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, and we're still patiently asking God for patience for Evangelist Renee, that she keep on growing in that patience, because God is making it plain to her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone else have anything they want to share?
Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Pastor, you have anything you want to share?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. That's a powerful word, powerful prayer. Amen, amen. I just want to share that if you get a chance, yesterday's review was powerful too. I was listening to that and hadn't realized the time. And then I looked up, I'm like, oh my Lord. So I had to get on, and even today's lesson is powerful. The scripture I like to share once again, it's Hebrew 11 and verse 6, where it says, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so read the New Living Translation. It says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And you know, I was looking over there at the 23rd verse of this chapter. It says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Then when I looked at the New Living Translation, it says, it was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. Amen, amen. Yeah. We have faith in God. We have more than enough confidence to know that God will bring it to pass. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And it is so. Well, we're gonna pick up this lesson. A step of faith is a step into His grace. And hopefully this week we'll all get the full message of this, or the full substance that's within this message. A step of faith is a step into His grace.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So as long as you act, and God has to, He has to give grace. And it's sufficient. Whatever He gives, it's adequate.
Yes, it is.
Revelation, you'll see. God didn't close up grace. That might have been the last book of the Bible as we have it, but grace never stops.
Amen.
It's forever.
Thank you,
like
Lord.
Grace is forever. Grace is forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we'll fall on tomorrow for the word.